Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in, the one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
What's going on, everybody? Curtis Wilkerson with Hogsports.com, coming to you live from Des Moines, Iowa. I'm on the Skywalk right now. It connects Wells Fargo Arena to some kind of convention center. I don't know, but I try to mix up the views for every one of these things that I do. Wanted to come on here and give you a preview of what is going to be a doozy tomorrow. We've got Arkansas and Kansas, 4:15 Central Time, right over here at Wells Fargo Arena. One seed versus eight seed. Opportunities abound for both of these teams. It's really interesting if you think about the historical standpoint of this matchup. Listen, Kansas is going for a repeat. That doesn't happen too often. Not too many times are you going to find teams winning multiple national championships in a row in college basketball, because it's so hard to do. I think the Field of 68, the NCAA tournament, March Madness, it's the most difficult tournament to advance through, and that's what makes it so special. You don't see a lot of repeat champions here. Kansas is going for it. They're a one seed for a reason. They've got an opportunity. For Arkansas, listen, we know what they've done the last couple years here, going for a third straight Sweet 16. They're one victory away from doing that for the first time since 94 through 96. We know what happened during that period for the Razorback basketball program. So a really, really exciting matchup between two traditionally, I think, fantastic basketball programs. I am pumped for this game, no doubt about it. And look, it doesn't feel like your typical one seed versus eight seed matchup. It really doesn't. There's a real sense of belief around this building the last couple days that Arkansas has an opportunity to get the job done here and knock off the Jayhawks. It's not fake. Okay, sometimes you hear it in some of these matchups, but you know deep down inside that the one seed is going to prevail. Listen, Arkansas has more than a puncher's chance to get it done in this game. It's very interesting. Kansas opened up at -3.5, a favorite. 3.5-point favorite. That's actually, they're the shortest favored of all the one seeds in the NCAA tournament. I think there's a reason for that, because listen, this Arkansas team, you could tell, and listen to the press conferences today, you know, the Kansas players, the coaches, they are very, very aware of some of the things that stand out about this Razorback team that makes them dangerous. They're aware of the athleticism and the length, just like Illinois was. It was really interesting before that Illinois game, Brad Underwood was comparing Arkansas, or the closest comp he could come up with was Texas, in terms of the length and athleticism that they're preparing to see out of Arkansas. Norm Roberts, who's filling in right now for Bill Self, who may or may not coach tomorrow, I'm not sure about that. We'll get to that in a second. But he was asked kind of the same question from Kansas' standpoint. Couldn't really come up with an answer, and he said, well, maybe Texas. So it's interesting if you think about just from a getting off the bus and just the length and physicality and athleticism aspect of things. I guess the Razorbacks and the Longhorns are fairly similar. And hey, look, say what you want about Texas. I know how Arkansas fans feel about that, but that's a pretty good team too if you're going to be compared to one on paper. So look, you know, I think they're also very aware of Arkansas's star power, the NBA talent on the floor. Arkansas's got more of it than Kansas does, to be quite honest with you. And it's so fascinating if you go look at some of these mock NBA drafts. Even before the Arkansas-Illinois game, there were five guys that were going to be on the floor that were on a lot of these mock drafts. It's going to be a similar situation in this game when you think about Arkansas's McDonald's All-Americans and then a guy like Ricky Council. Then for Kansas, you think about a Jalen Wilson, a Grady Dick. They've got so much. It's just good basketball, man. And there's some hoopers that are going to be on the floor. Just a fascinating matchup. And, you know, that 3.5 point line is interesting to me because you would think a 1 versus 8, there'd be a bigger spread there, but there's not. And I think it's because people realize that this Arkansas team is dangerous and is capable. It's all the things that we knew, but it was all about the inconsistencies and would they be able to get over the hump once they got to this point. Listen, it wasn't always pretty. Yesterday against Illinois, we saw some of the same things that they've kind of plagued the Razorbacks creep back in a little bit, but they were able to finish the job. They've got some confidence brewing in that locker room. You could see it right now. This is a lively bunch. There is a belief in the preparation in that Arkansas locker room. I think that's the best way I can put it. There's a belief in the preparation. You can tell that these guys understand the game plan already. They believe in it, and they know that if they go out there and execute it, they've got a chance to do this. And it's fascinating talking to guys like Devo Davis and Kamani Johnson, who've been in this situation before. Okay, it wasn't too long ago. Last year, it was just a round later in the Sweet 16 when Arkansas went out to San Francisco. They had this game against the top overall seed in Gonzaga, who everyone thought was the clear best team in the country. Nobody really gave them a chance, and Arkansas took it to them on that night. Okay, and it requires a certain type of mentality and a certain type of game to get it done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
I don't think this Kansas team is as good as that Gonzaga team. Now, I don't know if this Arkansas team is as good as Arkansas team last year, but I'm just saying these guys are vulnerable. Okay, this is not a David versus Goliath situation. Arkansas's got a real opportunity here. So how do they get it done? What's it going to take? I think the first few things that stand out to me, you got to get Nick Smith going. Okay, Arkansas proved they could win without him having a big game against Illinois, but this ain't Illinois, okay, and the Jayhawks. Your stars have to shine on the big stage. And look, Nick got in a run there where he was averaging about nearly 20 points per game for a stretch. You go back to that second half of the SEC tournament against Texas A&M, he went 1 of 10 from the field. This game against Illinois the other day, he goes 2 of 10 from the field, so 3 of 20. The shots haven't really been falling for him. He's been getting to his spots. He hasn't been knocking them down. You need that, okay? This Kansas team is tough defensively. They don't protect the rim like your typical Kansas team because they're not as big at the center position as they have been in years past, but they force a lot of turnovers. They're high steals. They collapse on you in the paint with some active hands. And so Arkansas's got to get in there and be able to convert. Nick's a big part of that. He can soften things up from his ability to create, score at multiple levels, knock down perimeter jumpers. Arkansas needs to get him going in this game, and they need to get him going early. And that was something that Norm Roberts of Kansas said in his press conference today, that they want to avoid Nick getting on a heater early, because you get a guy like that with confidence on this stage in the NCAA tournament, and he can put one on you in a hurry. I think another important thing for Arkansas here, you got to put a stick in the spokes of Kansas, right? You got to stop that bike from turning and churning the way that it has at some points in the season. Because when Kansas is rolling, the ball is moving, players are moving, they're setting screens. It's a well-oiled machine, and it's extremely difficult to stop. So communication is going to be very important for the Razorbacks defensively, but they've got to take something away. You got to be able to take something away and disrupt the continuity of that offense. Teams have been able to do it this season. Kansas has 7 losses on the year. 6 of them have come to teams that are ranked inside the top 20 in adjusted defensive efficiency at KenPom. Arkansas ranks 13th, so they fit the mold. We know that their length can bother teams. Their athleticism can bother teams. They can force some turnovers or just tough shots or take you out of what you're trying to do. or take away one of your better players. And so where is Arkansas going to go in this matchup in terms of doing some of those things? Who are they going to try to take away? You got to cut off the head of the snake, right? That's kind of where Eric Musselman starts his scouting reports, and they build it out from there. My question with this Kansas team is, who is that guy that you go for? Obviously, Jalen Wilson, you know, he's the AP All-American. He's the Big 12 Player of the Year. He's the leading scorer. He's put the offense on his shoulders numerous times throughout the course of the season. But they've lost in some big games that he's had. Grady Dick is a guy who can hit you for 6, 7, 8 threes in a game. You can't afford that if you're Arkansas, especially if you're not going to knock down a ton yourself. So do you put the emphasis on him and try to run him off of the three-point line? And make that what you want to take away? Or do you dig a little bit deeper? Because maybe it's a guy like junior point guard DeJuan Harris. It's so interesting with him. You know, this is a guy who's one of the best perimeter defenders in the country. He's also one of the best distributors in the country. Well over 200 assists on the year. He's kind of the straw that stirs the drink. He makes everything go for Kansas. And when he's aggressive and assertive as a scorer, they're really, really hard to beat. I was talking to Michael Swain over at Fog.net, our 24/7 site with Kansas, and he brought up a really interesting statistic that Kansas is 42-3 in games where DeJuan Harris scores 6 or more points. So you might want to limit that guy. I don't know. But, you know, there's just three that stand out in my mind there. Live ball turnovers. Listen, Arkansas's got to win the turnover battle on this one. You can't have live ball turnovers against Kansas, because when they get them, they get out in transition and they convert. It's an automatic bucket if you turn it over against Kansas and let them get out in the open floor. On the other side of the coin, we know how good Arkansas can be when they're the disruptors on defense and it's fueling their transition break. We saw some of it against Illinois the other night. Kansas is a group that can be a little bit prone to turnovers themselves. So, hey, win that turnover battle, you're going to put yourself in a good position. I think an equal effort on the glass compared to what Arkansas had against Illinois. They were +9 against an Illinois team that's big, long, and athletic, maybe even more so than Arkansas. They were plus eight, in offensive rebounds as well in that game. Kansas, again, this is not your typical Bill Self team that has a big plodding 6'10", 7-foot center that's protecting the rim. They've got some athletes in there and guys like KJ Adams, but he's undersized. He's 6'7", 225. Arkansas's got to be relentless to the offensive glass and try to create just shots on goal. You hear Eric Musselman talk about it all the time. Shots on goal, extra possessions. Stick to what you do best, getting downhill and getting to the rim, challenging, finishing, getting to the free throw line. Can they knock them down? Listen, in a pressure-packed situation in the first round against Illinois, Arkansas goes 15 of 17 in the second half at the free throw line. That's the kind of stuff that wins you games, not missing a dozen and a half like we've seen in times when Arkansas has lost some of these big leads that they built up. They've got to have some confidence going into this because they've done it in this building already. Look, attack, 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 right? To the rim, to the boards. Arkansas is going to be in a good spot. They have a golden opportunity here. They're the underdog. They're playing with house money, nothing to lose. But it was very interesting sitting in that locker room where we kind of try to spin that narrative, right? Because you want to get the story. How are you guys embracing the underdog role? You know, you're not favored. No, Arkansas feels like they're the big dogs. They're confident. They know what they're capable of. And that's half the battle, is believing in yourself. And Arkansas has that right now. Will it translate to a win? I don't know. We'll see. But they've got a great chance to get it done. I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to it. And when it's all said and done, hopefully I'm standing back up in here in front of you with a smile on my face talking about going to Vegas next week, right, for the second weekend, as opposed to trying to wrap up a season that I don't think anybody's quite ready to be done with yet. This has been Curtis Wilkerson with Hogsports.com. Appreciate you guys tuning in as always, and we will catch you after the game tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.